Welcome back to our Bonusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Stone. And first of all, coach, yesterday another tie. My first thought when I saw the standings this morning was, why doesn't the NSIC give an extra point for those ties instead of punishing you for being still undefeated?
Yeah, I don't know. I just think that's, you look at soccer internationally, it's 3-1, and that's the stance our league's adapted, so we'll just go with it.
How hard was that to swallow? You guys were down 2-0. Got to be pretty proud of your team, how they battled back, but still another tie.
Yeah, it was tough. It was, yeah, I mean, it was great to see the character we showed and the resiliency, and we created enough opportunities to get the win, and we just didn't do it. And, you know, all sorts of different factors went into the game, but it is what it is. So right now we just need to focus on today.
I know the weather was a factor in Duluth. They got 10 inches of snow. Your game was moved from Friday to Saturday. How disappointing was that to have a quick turnaround for today?
Yeah, it's not easy, especially with St. Cloud getting a full day of rest yesterday. And so, you know, for us, it's just concentrating on the things that we can control. And that's these next 90 minutes here. And we're going to put our best foot forward.
I know there's a lot on the line for St. Cloud as well today. They're on the cusp of either making it to the playoffs or not. For your team, a lot of stars need to align in order to have home field. What are your thoughts going into this game, and what did you tell your team?
Well, you know, you have two kind of bigger picture things going on. You know, you're referring to conference playoffs, but there's also regional stuff going on. So, you know, I'm pretty sure we're still sitting at 2 in the region. So it's potential. There's potential that you could have to go on the road for conference playoffs, but also be hosting a regional. So there's an enormous amount on the line for us, and you know, we're excited about where you are. You know, if at the start of the season, if you told me you had one game to go and you're undefeated going into it, I would have, you know, looked at you and looked at you again, and maybe a third time to make sure everything was okay. So I'm excited about what our women have done, and I'm excited for the opportunity we have today and from here going forward.
Coach, what do you know about St. Cloud, and what is it going to take to beat them today?
Well, you know, they're a really talented team. You know, just kind of like Duluth yesterday, they have kids who can play at a high level. And like you said, you know, they're cheering for Crookston against Duluth, and then they're going to try to put their foot on the gas pedal here and get a result against us so that they have a chance to go through the postseason. So, you know, it's like we talked with our kids the last two games, they're playoff games because the teams going into the games, they're basically playoff games for them, and that's the type of environment and atmosphere it's going to be.
Coach, how's a healthier team this late in the season?
It's okay. You know, it's, you know, we have a concussion, we have, you know, some bruises and some, you know, tight muscles and things like that. But it's and we, you know, we lost a couple kids early, but overall it's not bad.
Coach, good luck today, and go beat up those Huskies.
Thanks so much.